Hi, this is Tim Finan. So Ram and I guess are leading this telecon, but we haven't communicated with each other to decide who's going to do what. So I don't know.
Tim,
we'll just
actually,
back and
you
forth,
come up with a Tim.
Yes,
you did come up with a set of issues there in your email.
Right.
You can go ahead and start with that.
Okay, good. I did post those into the chat window as Peter had suggested. And when I wrote these things down, they were just in kind of random order, so it may not be the best order to talk about them, but we might as well talk about them in this order just so that avoid skipping any, forgetting any of them. One thing we have to do is to settle on what the refreshments we're ordering, and I think get it ordered today or tomorrow at the latest from the caterer. Peter's last suggestion by email, I think, was that we can probably leave the amount, which was originally, we got quotes for 66 people, as it is, because, you know, not everybody will come for both days, and he thought it'd be okay. I'm okay with that. He's got good experience with it. Anybody else have any comments? We have 85 people registered for on-site, and you usually expect some fall off of 10 or 15% maybe.
I think that's a, this, it may so happen this time we may get a little more than what we see at NIST, but I think the 60 number seems good to me.
Okay. We need to get an update on the money situation. I'm also a little confused about how we actually are going to, who's going to write a check, and when does a check have to be written for the food?
Yeah. So, Amanda, you have your hand up there?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been talking with Angela about this, and also I believe the part that MCBO is covering, the first day breakfast and morning coffee, that
mm-hmm.
should be taken care of. So basically, the payment that the sponsors paid directly to the caterer, and we just needed to coordinate with Angela, let them know that they're going to get, that they will have different people calling in or providing them with credit card numbers for different events. But we've only done that now for the NCBO one. Because we have to decide, we have a couple of decisions to make on with the remainder. We have two anonymous sponsors, one for $250 and one for $150 towards refreshments. And then I don't know whether the two contingent sponsorship offers will be active or not given this situation. So I'm not sure if we have additional funds beyond that. So that was Tim, your lab, and Peter, you had also made a contingent. And I need to know from the two of you whether you feel like it's been covered enough so you don't need to do that or
Well, let's see. We got to have coffee in the morning, and both days, I think. And what did we have on this? What were the options for the afternoon? Just coffee and cold drinks?
I mean, they didn't provide us with a separate estimate for that, but it shouldn't be a problem to have them do so. And based on the itemized costs for the morning one, I would expect it to be $250 to $300 for afternoon coffee and snack or something like that.
Is that per day?
That would be. That's a single serving. That's a single, drop off of the beverages for a certain count of people.
Okay.
So,
and that was about what it is for the what was it for the morning?
Well, let me bring up the. I think I sent around the invoices they had first prepared, but I can pull that up.
Amanda, what we need presumably is how much money do you have committed? How much money do we need? What is our shortfall?
Well, okay, so we have we have NCBO covering the entirety of morning breakfast and coffee break for the first day.
Okay.
So that's done with, okay? Other than that, we definitely have $400,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if we have more. And based on, there's a little bit of uncertainty because we don't have, I'm basing this off of the pricing that we do have. I believe, they didn't give us one for an afternoon coffee break, but based on the morning one, and there's also somewhat depending on whether or not the sponsor is a tax-free entity, there may be some difference in price, but the coffee and tea plus for 66. Oh, yeah, for the morning is just under 200 plus the they put in for the morning one assorted granola bars or something like that. That's another 115 plus the delivery fee, so it comes out.
Okay. Amanda.
$350 roughly. Yeah.
So you said $400 you have from home.
Those are there's two anonymous individuals.
Those are the things you just mentioned, okay? So that's the $400 you just mentioned, $250 plus $150.
Yep.
Okay. Here is what I think one of the things we can do is the following. Now, this granola bars and things like that, how many do you, I can get it from, Costco or one of those places.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need. I will donate it. Okay. So if you tell me what I should donate, I can get it from Costco and bring it there. What's the problem? So that's for afternoon lunches. Afternoon snacks. We can get it from Costco or Sam's. One of them. One can get it. Okay. Because these are just bars. Whatever bars. Like natural trail mix or something like that. You can get 3 or 4 boxes and leave it there. And then you'll need, so Mark said he'll sponsor donuts from Costco for Tuesday afternoon, and I'm willing to sponsor snacks and drinks if you want. I can get them for the afternoon.
Okay, wait. So, okay.
So that's where your afternoon problems are solved.
Okay. So then the existing donations towards the morning coffee and tea.
Yeah.
Tuesday, which we won't have. There won't be a breakfast thing or something. But yeah, again.
That's okay.
That's fine. Okay. Other.
Yeah, so
signed up.
I guess what are we talking about? So we'll have the caterer bring coffee and tea on both mornings for 66 people.
Yeah.
And NCBO will pay for the first morning directly.
That's all arranged. And
NCBO. Who's paying for this?
NCBO. Yep.
Oh, that's Mark Musen's.
Carol is. That's already ordered, probably because I already and then so the most straightforward way to do it is for Angel and let finalize the order and then
you're breaking
whoever
up
respond
straw.
Right. I'm sorry. Angela can finalize the order with Geppetto and let them know that respondent will be providing them payment information directly. And then people can work in the other thing form. But we and they're fine. That's the setup. When the order is fine, since we don't have an existing, estimate invoice for the coffee break only on the second day, we need to get that and then not let the sponsors know, how we refer away.
Can Angela help with placing the order? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Okay.
She dealt she basically is the delivery point contact person and helped get these. And she's the one who provided the initial tentative invoices from them.
Okay. What I can volunteer to do is I can call Angela and give her my credit card number, and I think I can, if the people providing the anonymous donations can write checks to me, maybe to the University of Maryland Foundation, and give them to me, then
okay.
I can.
So the credit card number you need to direct to Geppetto.
Okay. We don't trust Angela, right?
No, I think it's actually
okay.
I think if there's actually an issue. I mean, I don't know, somebody probably, one of the federal organizations may know better than I, but I don't believe this is supposed to go through federal employee hands.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, federal employees are not supposed to deal with any of this money business, that's right.
So
yeah, that's why we generally, at least directly, we deal directly with the sponsor deals directly with the caterer, okay, not in between. But you can go only federal employees, but other people are okay.
Okay, so here's what I propose I can do. I'll contact Angela and ask her to order the same thing that we have for the first morning, for the second morning, but minus the, do we want to subtract off the granola bars?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get for Monday afternoon the bars, and if you tell me what kind of drinks you need, I can get them from, I'll go to Costco and get them on Monday morning and bring it up, okay?
Well, okay, so why don't we just leave the order as it is for the morning, which would include the granola bars and the coffee and tea, and we'll just worry about self-catering the afternoon.
Yeah,
and then enough money, and if not, I'll make up any difference from our lab. And I'll then.
Okay, we currently would not have enough money from without that.
Okay.
Because
well, for the second day,
morning,
it would be another $350. No,
that's just for the coffee break. If you're doing the same thing as the first day, that's a breakfast.
We have Mark and Peter. Peter first, Mark next. Your hands up, so maybe we can let them say the things then before we get to the next one.
So I just wanted to answer Amanda. So the contingency committed funds are good to go.
Okay.
So.
Great.
And Mark?
Okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I put up on the chat thing that it would be great if a sheet could be put together that identifies each of the time periods that we are having food or coffee or whatever, what is being provided, who the sponsor is, who's providing the food, and what the cost is, because I don't want to have us discover that we have holes here.
Oh, we definitely have holes.
So if there was just some place that you could put all that up, because it then gives the opportunity for us to then go in and say, okay, I'll fill that hole in terms of sponsorship.
Okay.
And also in terms of what is actually being provided for the breakfasts, I may want to fill in a hole like granola bars are just not my thing for the morning. And so if someone is going, who was going to go to Costco?
That's me.
Me?
Rom?
Okay.
Rom, yeah.
Rom, you know, I'd be happy to join you, Rom, to go to Costco and just pick up a whole bunch of muffins and other things that they have there that we could have with the breakfasts and cookies that we can have for the lunch and, you know, stuff like that. Donuts, et cetera.
Let me see. That logistically, because I have to do this, I don't know whether there is a Costco nearby there. I was going to do it on Sunday. For my part, but then I can probably, let me do some little bit research and see if there is a place nearby there and we can go there on Monday afternoon, evening and get it for you.
That's fine. I'm happy to join you on that. And, and we'll just sort of roam and fill.
Yeah, we can figure it out on Monday afternoon on that thing. Okay.
Yeah, but it'd be good if we had had the sheets posted on the site so we know.
If not that thing, then I think, put it this way, Mark. We will have you in Costco either Monday evening sometime, okay, before the lunch and whatever it is, if you can get. Or here is what I will do. I will probably get one of my folks to help you out.
Whatever, Sunday night, Monday night.
Maybe
calls to fill on Monday.
Okay, so let's figure it out then. Okay.
Great.
In terms of the caterer, we need to, like, place the order tomorrow, right, at the latest? I would think so.
Yeah, or possibly. So today or tomorrow.
Clarification question, Amanda. When you say coffee break, is that morning coffee break?
Yes. We have no afternoon coverage right now. So the original information that was provided by the caterer as the sort of, you know, something that had worked before at this location that NCO had used. Angela had them send this and forwarded it out. We have one that basically covers breakfast and morning breaks, which leads in delivery of, like, you know, coffee and tea to last through to that, and then pastries, fruit, juices, that kind of stuff. For the breakfast and granola bars for the, you know, supplement for later. That's all in one, you know, one invoice, and it comes in, including delivery fee, at around $1,000. We had another set of estimates for lunch, but that's off, right? The lunch is on your own. In the schedule, which is easy to do in that location.
And the $1,000 was for one day?
Yes, that's for one day's breakfast and morning break.
Okay.
And that's what NCBO is covering for Monday.
All right. So we're short by quite a bit for a second day.
Right, but if we add in, so we have, which is why I was saying, you know, if I know we have enough money, we can put in the order, and then the sponsors can provide I've actually got a form from Geppetto that can be faxed in that separately identifies, like, you know, where, you know, what's the event and where it's being delivered versus who is contributing this money. That can be faxed in, or one can call them with a credit card. But I can supply, so that got forwarded around to the organizing committee, but I can forward that additionally to, you know, Mark, you want it. and anybody else who wants to take a look at it. So, but it looks like, so if we have the 400 from the anonymous donors, the 300 from Sim3, and then some money from Ubiquity, we actually could do the same thing. We would just make, just about make the day, the same thing for day two.
I think it'd be simplest to do the same thing for day two. Well, maybe we could just have the morning coffee and breakfast and skip the, or just the morning coffee and not have the breakfast.
I mean, if, yeah. It certainly, it's certainly something, yeah.
This is Ram here. Again, in terms of the breakfast and things like that,
yeah.
I mean, people are not, so, this is what I observed. It's more like in the morning. I think coffee is the most important thing there, okay? So people generally like to have coffee and things like that.
Right.
But the breakfast, it depends. People have all kinds of notions about what they're going to eat in the morning, you know?
Yes.
Like, a lot of people don't eat donuts nowadays, okay?
No.
And, you know, maybe some bagels. So it depends on what, you can always go get bagels from Costco too, okay?
Yeah.
That's not
so
a major issue.
Everything, you know, if one doesn't, you know, I have no idea about this place. It's just, it's what was, what the NSF folks have used on this location, right? They've been happy with. But the actual kinds of items listed here, you know, one could certainly put that together oneself for much less.
Yeah. But the main thing is the coffee is the problem.
Coffee.
Carrying those things, like at least I would have provided. Sometimes we bring our own coffee machine and put it there. Last time, a couple of years ago, we did that. Getting coffee is a problem in terms of bringing along. But in terms of the rest of the stuff, of course, arranging and all those things are a major problem. Being at NSF and not being at NIST, that's one of the issues we have. But on the other hand, if you're bringing like a trail mix bars and soft drinks, and maybe you just need some ice and something, so that we can potentially do it, okay? So in the morning, this $2,200 per day that you have, for that include breakfast, snack, and coffee and tea for the whole morning, or what is this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I have sent around.
Mark Fox says Starbucks delivers, so maybe you can ask them how much do they
cost. Lots of people deliver, but here's the issue. It has to go through, I mean, it has to be arranged through, arranged for delivery at the location, and I don't know, you know, Angela could tell us what, if there are complications there, but since the beginning, we've been working with this information, you know, with this caterer recommended by the NCO. So, it's kind of late for us to, I can ask her, but it seems to me like, you know, bringing stuff in ourselves might not be too hard to do, but arranging for delivery from a different caterer might be trickier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can ask. But.
Yeah. This is Ram here. My suggestion then is at this stage of the game, you're talking about Monday and Tuesday, probably the first day we can leave as is, okay? In the afternoon, as I promised, I'll get some the bars, and I got to go get some soft drinks. But that's for the afternoon. On Tuesday morning is what you need to decide if you can just go with only the coffee and tea kind of thing. And, you know, in the afternoon, you could potentially do the same thing, or you could just have some snacks.
Yeah, I think there's some virtue in keeping it simple.
I
like what Ram is suggesting. The way I would think about it is we're all set for the first morning, and we maybe don't worry about the afternoon. And for the second morning, we'll do the same thing except minus the granola bars. And then I think we'll have enough money, and you know, our lab can, you know, fill any gap. And I think I can pay with my personal credit card and then figure out how to get reimbursed through UMBC, drawing on our lab funds and depositing, you know, these anonymous contributions. to the University of Maryland Foundation. Does that sound like it's a reasonable plan?
I would think so.
Yes.
Because we don't want to be, you know, focusing on this during the day on Monday and Tuesday and
right.
Instead of the having a good symposium, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll contact then Angela and get her help, and then contact Geppetto's as needed to make sure the order is in and they have a credit card.
Okay.
To charge it to.
Okay.
So this is the hardest part of the whole thing, I think.
Yes.
What's next on our agenda? The slides. Some of the slides have been received, according to my reading of the email, but only about half of them or less.
We've only received like 3 out of 26. So
3 out of 26.
Okay. So every on the agenda, everywhere that has small letters that says slides or questions, issues, I expect a piece of document. I mean, a PDF file to fill in those gaps. So please come along, and I really look forward to receiving them today. Tomorrow, I there's a lot of work. I mean, you can't imagine how much work there is before they are ready. And I'm traveling over the weekend, so tomorrow is my last day to work on it. The next thing I know, it will be like Monday morning. So please send them in today.
Okay, so we need to maybe send out another blanket email message to the organizers, a mailing list, reminding people that it's imperative that the slides come in today.
They're here, they can hear me, but most people who are here have already sent theirs in, so.
Yeah.
I haven't. Not significant.
Okay. Now you know.
But I haven't.
Okay, I'll send out another message. I'll send out a message, so it's coming from somebody else, not you, Peter, and telling people they got to get their slides in today. We only have 3 of the 26 so far, and if they're not in today, we can't promise that they'll be online.
Don't say that. I mean, that would be 4 hours of people.
All right, they just have to be in today, otherwise it's causing real complications. So the third item I had was that I thought it would be good. We need to make sure that somebody is prepared to introduce each of the invited speakers. And I thought if we had their name on the agenda, then that would the introducer that would help with the coordination. Ram, you basically invited all the speakers.
So this is how it's going to work. George Strawn is going to introduce Farnam.
Okay.
On the first day. And I can introduce Philip Bourne. Anyone knows Dan Kaufman? Tim, maybe you can just talk briefly about him. That's all. You know, resume is there on the web.
Sure.
So why don't you do that then? Okay. So we can split.
Okay. Does anybody else need an introduction, you think?
No, not there, I guess, unless George Strawn will introduce himself, okay, because he's NCBO, NCO person.
Right. Okay, and maybe the panelists, Mike, can just briefly introduce them and give their name and their affiliation, and they could.
Yeah.
That's probably good enough.
Yeah, I think that's more than enough.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I was a little confused about which presentations would be done remotely and which ones would be done on site. I'm sure the information is spread throughout the email archives, but should we note that on the agenda so that there's no confusion?
I can do that. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't recall how the coordination is done moving between the online versus the, you know, on-site. But that would be great if we just indicate which ones would be remote, I thought.
Right. But the half of our participants would be going through it like a session, like one of our weekly virtual panel sessions anyway. So, so the transition will just go like it should go, I guess. You call upon the person remotely, they unmute themselves and start speaking.
So who calls upon them?
Whoever is chairing, namely mostly you or Tim. You or Rob.
Yeah, okay, so, so that's why I think it'd be good to, you know, have it online so that we know to do that. And Ram and I will kind of, I guess, have to divide up the day, taking turns handling different portions of it.
Mm-hmm. So we can, maybe Tim, we can probably talk later on this thing.
Right.
To see how we're going to do it.
Okay.
And that also, the opening and the closing remarks slides that we need to send it to Peter, we might want to discuss that. And then by today, we need to send it off to him.
Right.
And the other thing, which is the slides from the invited speakers.
Right.
So far, we had response from Dan Kaufman, which Peter Im is dealing, talk to him, and then they've come up with an agreement on that.
Right.
Farnam, I think we still need to get his slides. I don't know when they're coming. And Philip Bond's person said she will talk to Philip, and let me again send an email reminder. Hopefully, we'll get something by tomorrow.
The only people we haven't heard back from is Philip Bond. Actually, I haven't heard from George, so I don't even know whether George Strong has slides on.
Don't think he has slides, but
anyway. The Farnam person says he won't be able to turn it in today. I've asked that he sends it in as early as possible tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think we're good with that.
Yeah, we're good with that. And then, Philip, let me send another reminder today.
Yes, please.
And that's where we are on the invited speaker slides.
So we need Philip's slides, is that right?
Yeah, Philip Bond.
Okay. And you were going to introduce him, is that right, Ram?
I'm going to introduce him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, and for everyone's information, the little kink in the DARPA presentation, that would be day two, Dan Kaufman. They don't want to distribute the slides. So slides will only be available on shared screen, which means, only about maybe 2/3 of the remote people, that have access to VNC will have the shared screen. Other people might only go by voice. So, that's the only setback here.
So we don't have too much choice on that at this stage.
We don't have much choice.
Yeah. So who will not be, will any of the three be providing slides that we can put online?
Supposedly. But Dan Kaufman's slides will not be downloadable.
Right.
So only viewable on the shared screen. And if people don't have access to the shared screen, then they will be going by voice only.
And how about the other two?
The other two supposedly will send a slide and they'll be downloadable.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the next item on this list I put together was the dinner. So there've been a lot of alternate suggestions, but I think we should keep it simple and just say, let's go to the front page or use that for the dinner. And I think the advice I had heard before was let's make an initial reservation for 20 to 25 people. And we can adjust that if we get an indication on Monday during the day that we think there'll be fewer or more. Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I guess the front page is kind of a bar slash restaurant, so it's pretty informal. I've never been there, but some people said it'd be good.
Who are you going to make the reservation or?
If everybody's okay with that, I'll call them today and make an initial reservation and see what they say. And let them know that we might call midday on Monday with an adjustment, but 20 is probably a good number, maybe as many as 25.
I think normally we have about 25, 30 people, that's fair.
25, 30?
Yeah, isn't that what it is, Peter, last year, the year before?
Oh, I actually never counted, so maybe, yeah, 20, 25. I don't think it's more. Mike Bennett, are you online? Maybe you can recall the numbers. Matthew, maybe? Michael? Do any one of you recall the numbers? What I would suggest is after the reservation is made, then, and the confirmed location and time, then someone sets up a doodle poll, and then we can use the Ontology Summit list and ask the 85 people to come back to indicate whether they would be yes or maybe, at least to give us some indication. I mean,
I was muted there. Yeah, 25 people is about right. Just kind of going from previous years. You know, I think one year we took up two long tables, each table had about 10 to 12 people. So 25 to 30 would be pretty close.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a reservation and I'll set up a doodle poll. And what do we have a mailing list of the people who are registered?
We do, but I think sending it out to the Ontology Summit list would be a good idea. I mean, there are people who are on the list who might join us for dinner without joining us for the session. I mean, someone like Sylvia Spangler, who says, I mean, she's in the same building but probably couldn't join us. I said, I mean, come join us for dinner or just stop by or something.
All right. And I guess the doodle poll should also indicate if they are bringing a guest, maybe, you know, if they have somebody traveling with them.
Good idea.
Yeah. All right. I'll make the reservation and set up the poll and send some email out.
Fantastic.
Now the panel. I have removed Carol Bean's name because we haven't. She accepted and then declined and. We lobbied her a little bit, and we didn't get a response. So at this point, I think we should take her off. And
Carol Bean, did she say she was going to come? Or
unfortunately, she kind of backed out because of. I'm not really sure if it was some strange misunderstanding about what she was supposed to do. I sent an email asking, you know, kind of trying to help. You know, kind of communicate the nature of the panel. I think Tim sent her an email, and neither of us have heard a response from her.
I don't know. I have an email on 4/24/14. She said, sure, let me know if you have any additional thoughts about the content of the informal remarks.
4/24, that's today.
Sorry, April 21st, she sent an email saying that let me know if you have any additional thoughts about the content of the informal remarks.
Oh, there was a message after that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the message after that. Okay. I didn't see it. So.
Yeah. Originally, I think when I invited her, I just said informal remarks. And then Peter said something about, you know, there'd be some questions to, you know, and then he said, oh, well, nobody told me about that. I'll say no. And then we followed up and said, oh, no, these questions are just to sort of help you kind of frame your informal remarks. You don't have to, like, prepare anything serious.
Yeah, it's an informal panel. So
maybe she'll still say yes, but I took her name off just because it didn't seem.
You can put
right
tentative in the. What my suggestion is that put it in the brackets. Leave the name there and put in the brackets tentative.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I think she, if we put her name up, I think she has to kind of have it, have agreed to it.
No. You can say tentative.
No.
Tentative means that.
But nothing tentative about her, saying, well, I decline then.
I don't know if this matters one way or the other, but just to add to the complication, since she was on the announcement emails that went out, she also is on the, you know, the Google Plus and Twitter promotion. But I've been talking with her about the, you know, she's been enthusiastic about NCBO sponsoring this food and stuff. I don't know.
Why don't I follow up with a message today that says,
yeah,
well, Carol, you know, we've taken your name off, and, you know, because we don't want to have you on it if you feel at all uncomfortable with being on it. But let us know if you do want to participate. We'd be happy to, you know, include you on the panel. And let's leave her name off. And it was on some earlier versions, but that's just part of the confusion of organizing this thing. Nothing we can do about it.
And I have the questions, too. So, go ahead, Ian.
You go ahead first. But maybe I'll fill in a little bit of background. Originally, I talked to Mark Musick about this, and Mark says, I mean, very apologetically, he cannot come. But then we said, how about Carol? And Mark says, oh, Carol would be good. She'll be there, and I can coach her on it. And so I was expecting sort of Carol to be representing Stanford BMIR and channeling Mark in that role, not just by herself. But then something miscommunicated, and Mark actually later suggested, I mean, Mark saw the message about her declining, and Mark says, and there must be some misunderstanding, try to talk to her. Since I'm not directly involved, I would suggest maybe one of you to really talk to her instead of email. I think it would clarify fairly easily if someone calls her up, and I even asked Mark for her phone number, but evidently he doesn't know. But Amanda, you might know, do you?
Do I know whether she's going to be there?
No,
Carol's number.
Sorry. Yes.
Spoken to her?
I have not spoken with her, but she did send me her number.
Can you email that to Tim and Michael?
Yep.
And so maybe one of you could talk to her. That's Mark's suggestion, not me. And I agree.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Oops.
Okay, good. Ram had suggested another addition to the panel. Who was that, Ram? From NIH?
Peter Lister from NIH. I did send him email. If I get a response by tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's a nice request.
Well, if he says yes, that would give us five. And if Carol, you know, said yes, that'd be six, and that'd be okay. Either way, I think. If he says no and Carol says no, then we've only got four, and we need to probably recruit somebody maybe on Monday during the...
Yeah, we can do that.
We could... I think Mike Ushold's name was mentioned before. I'm sure there'd be some other people there we could...
Well, we have four people, Carol possibly five. That's a, you know, decent.
I think that's a decent number, yeah.
Okay.
If Peter comes in... But actually... What happens is that one of the key things is that Peter Lister is, again, one of the key guys in NIH's Big Data Initiative. Philip Bond is the associate director for that. So Philip Bond is going to give this the keynote invited speech. And I thought that if Peter Lister is also there, he might give some further remarks on that.
Right.
On what they're up to. It could be a moot point, but let's see what happens.
Okay.
And we have worked with Peter for a long time. In fact, Carol used to work in the same group, and then Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Carol also was working along with Peter for the NCBO when it was established. So Peter is the guy, driving force behind Stanford's NCBO.
Okay.
So that's what I thought it might be good to have him there, because he's
yes,
the one who... That,
yeah, definitely. If Carol is not is not going to be on the panel, then Peter Leister is definitely...
Yeah, if he can make it, yeah. He might have some constraints, but that's the only thing. Okay.
Okay.
He might already be booked that day and things like that. But let me see. He might reply back by tomorrow. So.
Okay.
That's it.
Let's see.
So I just posted the four questions that I had tentatively thought of in the chat here for the panelists.
You have an hour and a half, right?
Yep. Yep.
Is that going to cover enough?
Four panelists times four questions is 16 different responses times 6 minutes each is 96 minutes.
Oh. Are you going to send email to the panelists, I guess?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just posting them here just to get some feedback on these.
Well, in case some of these questions kind of don't go over so well, I guess it'd be good to have maybe a backup one or two.
Yep. Okay.
I would suggest the following, Michael. That is, they are, what you can do is that ask them to give just a 5 minute thought on whatever they want to say and then address these questions if they can.
Yep.
Because not all of them may be comfortable in addressing the questions that you're asking. Otherwise, they let them give a summary of this whole notion of big data semantics, all those things. They can give a summary of that, keeping in mind the following questions, you can say.
I would rather have them, they can say 5 to 10 minutes on their thoughts on the topic of this year's summit, just wide open. I would like to have them think about these four questions.
That's right, exactly. So basically,
no,
give them the freedom.
Separate from those comments.
Yeah.
I want the comments to be separate and then to go around and ask these questions for each person.
Okay, you can go ahead then.
The math I came up with was just that. Like, you know, if you have like 5 minutes for each of these questions for each speaker, it comes up pretty close. But yeah, like Tim said, some might kind of fall flat, so I'll come up with two more. But that was my plan.
Would this be kind of a panel where there'll be questions and discussion from the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Actually, yeah, there would be questions. So there'll be an open question period at the end as well. There'll be an open question period at the end. So I think four questions is reasonable here.
You could always have in your pocket something that would be really contentious that would maybe generate a lot of discussion, like saying, well, maybe we should dump logic and use probabilities.
Well, I would never speak such words myself. But yeah, no, I could come up with something like that. Okay. So that was my plan. I'll incorporate Ram's idea as well, but allow people to have a 5 to 10 minute just free range, whatever their thoughts are on anything related to the summit topic.
Okay. Sounds good. So the next to last bullet was birds of feather session. We have one on, is it FIBO or FIBO?
FIBO, I guess.
FIBO. What we might do is send out a message to say if anybody else thinks they would like to propose a birds of feather session, please let us know by sending a title and a name of one or more organizers. Does that sound reasonable?
Sounds good.
I was kind of worried, what if we get 6 or 7 suggestions? But I think that's going to be, people will vote with their feet. And if you want to hold the bird of feather session and then no birds show up, then, it's too bad. But my guess is that there won't be more than one or two additional ones that step forward. All right, I'll send out such an email message on the bird of feather sessions.
And the last bullet, which was Peter's suggestion, I already added that to the symposium agenda, just an item that suggested anybody who was in town Sunday evening and wanted to meet up with other people who wanted to go to dinner could show up in the Western Arlington Gateway lobby at 7 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Yes,
I should be able to do that.
We do that every year for most of the people who fly in the day before and things like that.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, I'll be there, and I believe Pat Cassidy will be there.
Yeah. Well, that was the list of things that I thought of when I went over the schedule today, this morning. Anybody think of any other major things we need to deal with today?
I was hoping someone from the NCO would be here. I have two questions, but that looks like I'll address them offline. Usually at NIST, we get two wide internet connection just to make sure the infrastructure that we're running for, like remote and so on, is not hampered by the sort of fight for Wi-Fi bandwidth, but then I'll have to find out offline. The other thing is, I mean, do we have any NSF people there? I believe they've stopped sort of scanning everybody's laptop for a while already, but can anybody reconfirm that?
Actually, yeah, you're right, because nowadays when I go there, they just give you that small wireless thing, the password and the whatever internet that you got to access, and they're not really scanning.
Right, because
not
previous,
in the recent past, when I went,
like
they were not doing anything.
Just to get your laptop scanned.
Yeah, nowadays I don't think they're doing that, because they have for visitors, they have one network, and they give you a password for that, and you can. One thing that we have to make sure is that the NCO people, you have to ask them to generate that small little card and leave it at the along with the badge that you get.
Sounds good.
So Angela should do that, okay? Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
I sent an email to Angela saying that when they print out our badges, can they also give us the information about the internet access?
Okay.
Ron, did you just say you would send an email to Angela about that?
I would. I mean, it's Peter, I guess you are the one who was talking to her on this.
No, I actually remember way back when we had our first meeting, I did ask for two wide connections, but they might have forgotten. So if you are sending her this email, then maybe include that. I mean, we did ask for two cable connections to the internet. I think it's readily available in the room anyway.
So it's there in the room, but they have to just make sure that, okay?
Right, make sure we have the credentials to get in. Because, I mean, it actually is right in front of everybody. I mean, I had meetings in the boardroom. It's very, very fancy. I mean, you press a button and the whole thing floats up in front of you and you can plug into the internet.
Yeah.
We just wanted to make sure we need the right credentials.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll send her email, a reminder again.
Yes, thank you.
So I just had one quick question before we go on for Rom. Is Ashit's email just ashit.talukdar@nist.gov?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talukdar is
Taluk. Yeah. No, just to send out email to all the panelists. Just to make sure. He's the only email I didn't have. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so anything else that we are on here?
I don't have anything else.
Ron pretty much covered everything except for, I guess, communique. You already did that before. I was not there in the last meeting. Apart from that, I don't have anything else here.
Vio, did you want to say anything about the communique?
Okay, sorry, I had to unmute. What I'd like the folks to do is, there are some typos still in the final version, so we're going to clean that up, but we think that the communique is pretty much put to bed. If you have any major issues, I would suggest, letting Michael and I know, like today, tomorrow at the latest, because we really consider this complete as far as substance, and we don't want to address these issues next week. I guess that's it.
Yep.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay.
Leo, hello.
Yes.
Christoph Lange, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm just to let you know, I'm currently working on a revision of one paragraph as I got an updated information from one panelist addressing one of the questions that was asked in the comments. But I pointed this out in the comments, and it will be done in half an hour or so.
Okay, you're working on the latest version, I assume?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I cannot edit the Google document, but I created a new Google document with a copy of just this paragraph, and I will make everything explicit, like what I've changed.
Yeah, what you need to do is to highlight what you're changing.
Yes.
The portion that's being deleted and the portion that's being added, so that we know, what the changes are, because we want to make sure that it's consistent with what we're saying.
Right. I will make sure.
Okay, and if it's not the Google Doc that you're talking about, I guess send it to Michael and I.
It is a Google Doc, and I've already shared the link in the comments to the original communique draft, but I'm still working on my copy for the next half hour or so.
Okay, got it. It's on the Link Services Initiative, correct?
It is.
Okay.
I see it.
Thank
you. All right, good. Thank you.
So I will continue to aim at making a transfer at 3 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And past that, I guess the a new Google Doc and the Wiki communique will both be normative.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Oh, sorry. One last question about the panel again. Sorry, just looking back through my checklist. Ron, were you going to be a co-chair for the panel? Or am I the only chair for the panel?
I think you and Leo are supposed to be the co-chairs for that originally. That's what we thought.
Okay, sure. All right.
Program chairs, the general chairs are the chairs for the panel. That's what I thought we discussed.
Okay, just getting confirmation on that.
Yeah.
That okay, Leo?
I don't know, unless Leo has objection to that.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay,
no problem then. Okay, let's leave it.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Okay, I guess we're done for today.
The defense rep.
Before we leave, Tim, you want to arrange a time to talk to in the later on, or what do you want to do?
Sure, we could talk. Maybe stay on the phone and talk, or I'm going to be in my office for the rest of the day, I think.
Oh, I can call you after this if you give me
okay.
The number. Okay, that's the best thing rather than using the. Okay.
Sure. Call me at 455
Okay.
3522
Okay. We'll do so.
Okay.
Okay. Take it.
Right.
Thank you then.
Yep. Well, bye bye, everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tim and Ron.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.